Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of the Enterprise Podcast Network, featuring some of the most prominent business professionals in the world today. And now your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and some of the world's top executives who are having great success. Today we are joined by, once again, success coach and inspirational speaker, Mr. Corey Collins, and author of the book, Life is Easy, We Make It Hard. The world wants you to win. Get out of your own way. You got to like the sounds of that. And Corey, thanks for joining us once again here on Enterprise Radio.
Hi, Eric. It's my pleasure.
And certainly good to have you back, and looking forward to hearing more information on your book. So tell us, for starters, if you would, walk us through the book, Life is Easy, We Make It Hard. Let's start there.
Yeah, sure. Life is Easy, We Make It Hard is a very uplifting, motivating, inspirational, and encouraging self-help book where I offer my readers sound advice on a wide range of topics such as finding your true calling, unlocking your full potential, overcoming adversity and failure, building better relationships, that's both personal and professional, connecting with others through communication, whether it's with coworkers, your boss, your employees, friends, family, your significant other. Also, time management and work balance, which is something that I think way too many people struggle with and they shouldn't. I touch on personal and professional development, self-fulfillment, attaining prosperity. In other words, this book is about how to live the good life, whatever that uniquely means to the individual reader. I know that we all have a desire to live the good life, but the question is it attainable for each and every one of us? The answer is an emphatic yes, and this book not only unlocks that answer, but it also walks you through how to attain it.
And what would you say the reader could expect to gain by reading this book?
Well, the readers can expect to gain a deep understanding of just how crucial of a role that their own personal decisions and habits and actions play in the predicaments that they find themselves in. I see this over and over. A person is unhappy with their current situation and they blame every outside factor for that situation instead of looking in the mirror first and making the necessary changes. But this book teaches you how to start from within, correct everything that you can correct there, and then move on to those external factors. And what you'll often find is that you won't even make it to those external factors because the changes that you make internally are usually enough to make the situation better.
And that is some serious truth right there. Now, some may say life is easy, we make it hard is a rather bold statement to make. What would your response be to that?
That's a great point. You know, I get some form of that opinion all the time, and I love it. First, it's important to understand the difference between something being hard and something being challenging. Now, I didn't say life isn't challenging. Of course it is. But we can overcome anything that's challenging with the right steps. But when we don't take the right steps, that's when it becomes hard. And why does it become hard? Well, we make it hard, just like the title of the book states. So there's nothing wrong with the challenge. Personally, I believe life would be pretty boring if there weren't ever any challenges. And I know people who leave their job because it's not challenging enough. So most people like a good challenge. Challenge only brings about growth when you tackle it properly. So it's also important to note that when I say life is easy, I'm in no way making light of situations like tragedy and disaster, disease, terminal illness, things of that nature. Those things, for the most part, are uncontrollable. So I'm only speaking about things that are controllable, although we often don't realize that they are.
And that is certainly well stated. Good stuff there. What actually inspired you to write this book, Life is Easy, We Make It Hard?
It's funny that you ask. You know, I've never aspired to be an author. It never crossed my mind. But, well, first let me fast forward to something that's in the book, something I'll talk about in the book before I answer that question. One of the things that I wrote about was finding your gift, finding your true calling. And writing has always been a skill that I was gifted with. It comes pretty naturally for me. I was also gifted with the ability to just, you know, lead and coach and develop others, just helping them maximize their potential to achieve their goals. So this book was really just me combining those two gifts and putting them to use in a new way. And my wife mentioned it years ago that I should probably write a book, and I just brushed it off. I didn't think much of it. But over time, I think God just continued to lay it upon my heart. I believe that there was a message that he wanted to spread to the world, and for whatever reason, he used me as a vessel to do so through the gifts that he blessed me with.
And we're certainly appreciative that you took the time and the effort to write this book as well. Today we're joined by success coach and inspirational speaker, Corey Collins, and author of the book, Life is Easy, We Make It Hard. The world wants you to win. Get out of your own way. Here on Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Now, tell us, Corey, with so many self-help books out there, why should we add yours to our library?
Well, throughout the book, I intently provide my readers with practical advice that they can put to immediate use. So for every lesson, I give a specific real-life example followed by simple but proven ways that you can prosper in those situations, including analogies. I love analogies, so I use those to put it in an even better perspective. I also draw on a range of personal experiences. I'm very transparent about my life, my family, my career, and the mistakes that I've made. So it's not me speaking from this, you know, pedestal, so to speak. This is me as the author admitting where I've struggled and where I see others struggling and how we and what we can do to fix it.
And another question, as well as I see the description in the book, it's written partly through the lens and perspective of some of the greatest thinkers, doers, and achievers that this world has ever seen. Speak on that a little bit, if you would.
Yes, absolutely. So this book is filled with expertise and quotations from many well-known, successful people with proven track records who have all done amazing things in their personal lives, their careers, their businesses. So I leaned heavily on them and their experiences for this book. And I like to say that, you know, I'm just the co-author of the book. It was written by me and a bunch of other people who are way smarter than me.
Now, earlier we mentioned what the reader would gain by reading the book. Who would you say can benefit the most by reading Life is Easy, We Make It Hard?
Right. Well, you know, I hate to be the guy who says this book is for everyone, but, you know, it truly is because it touches on so many topics that are relevant to so many people. One reader sent me a message and he said, it's like gumbo. It's got a little something for everybody in every situation. And I think that's true. That was my goal. You know, it's a smooth and easy read written in a way that's very easy to follow. Personally, I wish I could have read something like this before I graduated from high school. So I'd say that's a good place to start, whether you're going off to college or the military or moving out on your own and entering the workforce. But at the same time, I've gotten some of the best and, you know, most surprising feedback from people who are well off into their lives and careers and businesses. So, again, there's a little something for everybody in the book.
I'd also be curious, how has the book been received? What has the feedback been like so far?
Wow. It's been very overwhelming in a good way. That's been by far my favorite part of the entire process. Just hearing people tell me how much of an impact this book has had on their lives and the changes that they're making in their lives. To me, that's priceless, and that has made it worthwhile more than any amount of money or notoriety ever could. But as far as the recognition itself, it's been featured in a number of online publications and book reviews. Most recently, it was recognized as one of the best books on Amazon, also, you know, one of the 13 universally loved books that everyone should read, also one of 28 amazing leadership books not to be skipped, and one of the top 10 books on professional development. So it's been pretty amazing.
And I'd certainly say so. Quite impressive. And again, Corey, we thank you for joining us and to make us aware that this book is available. Where can our listeners find your book and how can they learn more about you as well?
Yeah, they can go to www.tinyurl.com/Corey R. Collins. That's C-O-R-Y, middle initial R, Collins. That's an all-inclusive link so you can learn more about the book. You can purchase the book. You can learn more about me and get in contact with me as well.
And that certainly is easy enough, and we'll leave a link within the show notes of this broadcast to be of help as well. Again, Corey, all the best, happy holidays, and thanks for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Again, my pleasure.
Once again, we've been speaking with success coach and inspirational speaker Corey Collins, and author of the new book, Life is Easy, We Make It Hard. The world wants you to win. Get out of your own way, and for all the details, visit tinyurl.com/bio Corey Collins. And again, this link will be included within the show notes of this broadcast. And again, this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tune in to our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio. To subscribe to more of our programming, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.